James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, when did you finish your HSC? How long ago were you in the position of so many school leavers right now waiting for your ATAR results?
So I finished my HSC in 2015. Like many, it was, you know, quite nerve-wracking, you know, waiting for those results to come out because, you know, for I think for a lot of people, they're really important because it's sort of like the next stage in your life for many people getting into university.
Absolutely. It is a path that many school leavers will go down. I've got to say, I have an HSC student in my house at the moment. And if the study period was anything to go by in terms of stress levels, I'm not looking forward to the waiting period for our ATARs. What did you find was the most challenging thing about this kind of interim period between finishing your exams and kind of being left in this strange limbo?
Well, I think it's probably the uncertainty. Now, I think a number of people probably will know that they've done pretty well. You know, if you make a real effort towards the HSC, you can have a pretty good idea that the ATAR that you receive is going to be representative of the effort that you put in.
Mm.
But I think there's another group of people who are not quite sure, or maybe they're right on the edge of qualifying for a course that they want to get into, and it's just that having to wait for you know that month or two where you're just like, oh, have I made it? Have I just made it? Like, did I work hard enough? Is there that one thing that I needed to do a bit more? So I think it's the uncertainty that gets to most people.
James, what helped you stay grounded and keep perspective during this time?
Well, I took it upon myself when I finished the HSC and I was waiting for my ATAR. I wanted to find something to occupy my time with. So I remember what I did, I got very into personal fitness.
Wow.
And I started training at a gym. And that really helped just to get my mind off it because it's something that you can do, you know, pretty well, you know, every day. You could do it with friends if you'd like to do that.
Mm.
So that's what I did.
James, I feel like you've just pushed a million parents around the country to sign their kids up to gyms and try and keep them occupied. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I think that it's such a productive way to use your time and it's such a healthy way to use your time. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of students could definitely benefit, especially after this study time when it's been junk food, late nights, no sleep really stressful to bring it back to basics, bring it back to ground and get, you know, a bit more in touch with yourself and your body is a fantastic thing. Now, from what I understand, you didn't get the most competitive ATAR when you received your final marks. What path did you decide to take into your tertiary study?
So I didn't expect to, as you said, receive the best kind of ATAR. So I was just like, I knew that my options were going to be limited and that I would have to do everything in my power post-HSC to find, I guess, you know, potentially alternative entries to university, because I always wanted to go to university. That was always going to be the case for me. Like, you know, I don't think that if you think you can go to university and succeed, you definitely should. But, you know, it's not for everybody.
Mm.
So I was doing some research, trying to find, you know, ways that I could get in. And one of the ways that I found was UCS InSearch. The reason that UCS InSearch stood out for me was the fact that the first year of study that you do counts towards your degree, which is a little bit different to some other pathway programs that exist out there. And I think that's a really big deal for me, because that would mean that I would be finishing university at the same time as all of my peers.
Hmm.
I would be studying an identical course to those who were studying business at UTS. And, you know, that felt pretty good because, not having as much success in the HSC, it did feel bad, but it was of my own doing.
Mm.
And so having sort of, I guess, you know, a second opportunity to, really show the world what I was capable of, It was fantastic.
Where there's a will, there's a way. That's what all HSC students should know, I think. If you want to get somewhere, you can do it. There are so many alternate pathways. And I think that this time in particular, in the limbo between finishing exams and getting your ATAR result, it is really important, I think, to drill that message home that this isn't the be-all and end-all of the world.
Definitely not. Yeah.
There is life after your ATAR. And it seems like a lot of students definitely forget that. James, unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up in a second. But before I let you go, what would be your top tip for both students and mainly their parents, I guess, for everyone awaiting this elusive ATAR? What's your kind of one word of advice?
In the lead up, I would just find something that you enjoy. You can occupy time with personal fitness. It could be even a job, finding somewhere to work. Just starting to get your mind off of the uncertainty, something to do. And then at the end of the day, no matter what happens when you receive your ATAR, it is what it is, but you'll still have whatever you built while you're waiting for it. Okay. So,
you're a very, very wise young man, James. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was James Chandler. He's currently studying a Bachelor of Business over at UTS. He, not too long ago, was in the position of 70,000 students who have just finished their HSC or are about to finish their HSC, waiting for those elusive results. Some great advice there about how to moderate both our expectations and the stress during that period. As I said, my sister, she's 17. Bless her soul. She's just finished her HSC. She finished kind of early. I think it was in the second week. Her best friend, Laura, just finished last night. The two of them kind of got together and sat at our dinner table. And I was saying, how do you feel? And they said, it's this weird limbo between finishing and not knowing. And it's this kind of interim period that I think confuses a lot of teenagers. It's a very tricky time for adolescents and school leavers. And it's this time where I think we need to rally around them as a community, tell them that it's all going to be okay. Don't let them do the teenage thing where they think the world's going to fall apart and Chicken Little, the sky's going to come crashing down. It's going to be okay. As James said there, there's so many different ways to achieve your goals. He took maybe a little bit of a less traditional way going through a diploma program to then get into a degree. There are so many different options. That's what I keep trying to reinforce with my sister and their friends, forcing unsolicited advice onto them. And telling them that life will go on, that there is a way to get into university. You won't end up flinging burgers at the local fish and chip shop. It's okay. You will be fine. It's not going to be the end of days.